The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
Welcome to your mailbag for week 17, and Kirk Cousins is out. We spent a lot of time talking about Kirk Cousins on Friday morning. And that was a waste of time. He is out. Jerry Jeudy is out. Mike Evans is off the COVID list, but uncertain to play. Antonio Gibson is out. We're going to update you on everything. All right, Jamie. You know, I want to say something I haven't said. I mean this wholeheartedly. Let's go Bearcats, okay? I have nothing against Alabama. Good for them for beating everyone's butt all the time. But we're all Bearcats fans today, unless we're Alabama fans, so good luck to them. It would be a great Cinderella story, in a sense, even though they're good. I hope they win. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Happy New Year, also.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, to the news. By the way, we have so many emails today, and it will be an unsuccessful mailbag unless Jamie can get three greetings right. All right, people, dear blah, 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 blah. Jamie has to get three of them right.
Okay.
All right. Kirk Cousins is out. Sean Mannion will start. In two career starts, Mannion has thrown for 169 yards and 126 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions, one in 2017, one in 2019. Both were week 17 games, and I think both were sit your starters, throw in Sean Mannion. So it's not like he was throwing any good players. But I'm assuming we're sitting Osborne. What about Justin Jefferson?
You're not sitting Justin Jefferson. You're just lowering your expectations for Justin Jefferson. You know, you brought up some other scenarios of players with backup quarterbacks and how they've done. Over the last couple of years, my counter to you was Mark Andrews and how he's done with Tyler Huntley. So it goes in some cases in the positive. Obviously, you probably would lean toward the negative. I hope that you know Sean Mannion just peppers Justin Jefferson with targets. Probably going to be some garbage time situations here. The Packers DST was dropped. You pick him up because they're a must start now. But I think you still look at Jefferson as at least a number two wide receiver. Dalvin Cook is a must start running back. Stay away from KJ Osborne if you can. And it stinks. It just stinks to not have the best players in their optimal situations in the championship week.
How do you feel about the Packers DST now?
As I just said, if they're available, go pick them up. And
but where did you rank them?
Oh, I haven't changed my rankings yet, but they'll mean top 10.
Okay. I can peek ahead. We have an email that's asked Bears DST or Packers?
Packers.
Okay. Colin, we just had your question answered, so I'm deleting it from the notes now. Jamie's going Packers over the Bears. Antonio Gibson out. Any interest in Jarrett Patterson or anyone else?
Jarrett Patterson and Dario Gumbawale are basically the same type of scenario to me. Backup guy, bad situation, tough matchup. I would prefer not to start them, but I know if you're desperate, you're looking at touches. And so Patterson's probably going to get in the neighborhood of 15 total touches. We'll see what he does. We'll see what Jonathan Williams does as the second guy there. So if you lost James Robinson, you lost Miles Sanders, you lost Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you don't have capable backups, I would go Ogunbowale first, Patterson second.
Just want to make sure everybody in the chat, somebody wrote, did Adam forget to hit play? I don't know what that means. We're live. Just please confirm that you are seeing this broadcast and that we're not having an issue here. So I know you're watching on YouTube, and Keith, you're freaking me out with that did Adam forget to hit play thing. Okay. No, okay. We're good here. I don't know. I don't want to talk about my teams, but just a Patterson dilemma. It's for me, it's PPR. It's Devontae Smith, Alan Lazard, Patterson, and Jacoby Myers. And I think I'm down to Patterson versus Devontae Smith. And I don't know what I'm going to do there. I'm probably going to go with Patterson.
Really?
No, I'm probably, going to go with Devontae Smith.
That's been your guy. Stick with your guy.
Ugh. He has not been my guy for a long time.
Well, he was your guy coming into the season.
Yeah, it was.
He's coming off a good game.
You heard me. I was a huge Jarrett Patterson fan coming into the season. We didn't stop
talking. That's true, you were. Yeah. It, was, It was Devontae Smith, Amari Rodgers, Jared Patterson. You can stop worrying about those three.
Mike Evans is off the reserve COVID list, but he's questionable with a hamstring injury. Antonio Brown has an ankle injury. How are you feeling right now about Tom Brady?
Obviously, he needs one of those two guys to be trusted. If he has both of them, you feel really good about it. It's a great matchup, so he still might have some success, even if he doesn't have both of those guys out there with Gronk and with, you know, the combination of Brashad Perryman, Tyler Johnson, Scott Miller. But again, it stinks to not have those guys out there. Now, there are a couple of things at play here. One is Mike Evans is 101 yards away from keeping his streak of 1,000 yards intact. So he could obviously do that next week, but I'm sure it would be a lot easier if he did it over two games. So keep that in mind if he wants to go out there and if he's able to go out there and make that happen. And I'm not going to get the exact number correctly, but Greg Allman, who covers the Buccaneers for The Athletic, says that Antonio Brown has some playing time incentives tied into his money. And so that could matter as well. Now, Harold Goodwin, who is stepping in as the interim head coach for the Bucs right now because Bruce Arians is dealing with a COVID situation, so he's not with the team. He said that Brown can still play despite missing practice time. So I think, you know, when we get to this point in the season, you have to take that into account. Typically, when we have guys that miss multiple practices, certainly Friday practice, we're a little bit concerned. But I would have a backup plan in place, but I would hold out hope that Antonio Brown does play on Sunday.
James Conner missed practice, so you already know the deal there. Edmonds would be number two, I think, right, for you?
Yes.
And
now they have some offensive line concerns.
So two questions, two running back questions. Are you at this point, since neither Connor nor Jordan Howard have practiced this week, if they both end up playing, are you just going to rank Edmonds and Boston Scott ahead of them regardless now?
Edmonds and Boston Scott ahead of Connor and Howard?
Yes.
I'm going to rank Edmonds and Boston Scott ahead. Yes.
Okay. And
I was a little surprised. I saw Betty White just died.
Yeah. People were saying that in the chat. Betty White has passed away. Apparently, I don't want to report that as a fact, but I mean, it is all over the place. I just haven't seen it from.
Apparently, it's a fact.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's such a shame. 99 years old.
Just before she was about to turn 100.
I thought she was 100. Yeah. No, she's 99.
I'm looking at it, and I guess 2 days ago, she tweeted, or whoever tweets for her, she was on the cover of People magazine with her Betty White turned 100.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought she was 100. Oh, well, that's amazing, though. 99. Wow. What an amazing life. You probably think Golden Girls. I think Golden Girls, but also Lake Placid.
Lake Placid was great. We were talking about Ryan Reynolds' movie. She was great in The Proposal.
Oh, I never saw that.
You should watch that with your wife. It's a good one. Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
My wife doesn't like chick flicks. I'm very thankful for that. I wouldn't say she doesn't like them, but she actually likes horror movies, action movies.
Mm.
Yeah. So but maybe we'll
you married a good one.
I did. She didn't, but I did. All right. let's see. Andy Dalton's going to start for the Bears. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has not been ruled out yet. Doesn't seem like he's going to play, but he has not been ruled out yet. Lamar Jackson also hasn't been ruled out yet, for what it's worth. They know that this is a must win, and if he can play, he's going to play.
Sean McVay just said it's looking more likely like Cam Akers will not play.
And Jerry Jeudy and Bradley Chubb are on the reserve COVID list. They are not going to play at the Chargers. Does that matter at all to you, Courtland Sutton, without Jerry Jeudy and a Chargers secondary that's a little thin right now?
Well, no Tim Patrick either as of now, too.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
I mean, between him and Noah Fant, they're going to get a lot of targets, but they're going to be probably a lot of errant targets from Drew Lock.
That's pretty interesting, though. It's sleepery. Like, if you had KJ Osborne, would you start Sutton over him?
Probably not.
You know what's weird? I feel like most years, these questions would not really be entertained in championship week, but this is just different. You know, I do feel like we're going to have to go deeper into the player pool this year than most weeks.
I mean, obviously, most of the questions we're answering are from our emails and Apple Podcasts, you know, but we do 6 days a week on HQ. We do Ask FFT, which, you know, you guys send us your questions usually and we answer them on our social media accounts, but we answer them on the air on that show. And like the last couple of days, it's been very challenging questions because it's, you know, deciding between, you know, Amari Cooper, Tyler Lockett, Amara St. Brown, you know, just guys that have been great. And yeah. it's much more tougher choices, you know, that people have to make because the rosters are loaded. That's why they're in a championship. But you have these, some of these scenarios that are in some deeper leagues that you got by because your third receiver was kind of like a rotation of these caliber of wide receivers, and you have some tough choices to make. So yeah, I think we do see that a little bit more right now.
And, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm really scatterbrained right now. I'm sorry. So for those of you in the chat, I see a lot of questions in the chat. Let's do the Apple Podcast questions, then the emails, and then I will finish the show with your YouTube chat questions. All right. Apologies for my lack of focus. I don't know. A lot going on. News coming in and all these things. So this Apple Podcast, let's start with Matt Berry's smallest fan. Okay. Well, that's fine. You can like two shows. That's great. Half PPR. Who do I start at running back? Eckler, Montgomery. I need three, by the way. Eckler, Montgomery, Nick Chubb, Ronald Jones, Darrell Williams.
See, this is what I was getting at. Let me look at how loaded
this is. Good.
This team is. So Nick Chubb, David Montgomery, and Austin Eckler would be my three.
From Raz, with DeAndre Swift returning, pick two. Swift, Montgomery. It was a very similar question. Swift, Montgomery, Darrell Williams, Ronald Jones, Chase Edmonds, PPR.
Swift and Montgomery.
That, by the way, was Rob from Bellingham. So Jamie says Swift and Montgomery. However, if Chase Edmonds is the only guy, he's going to start Edmonds over who? Swift or Montgomery?
I would start Edmonds over Swift.
Okay. From After Sunset. I don't know how many we need here, so rank them. T. Higgins, A.J. Brown, Devin Singletary, full PPR.
T. Higgins, A.J. Brown, Devin Singletary would be A.J. Brown, T. Higgins, Devin Singletary.
From GRG, Greg, I don't know, Gerg, from SoCo. Is that South Korea? I don't know. Maybe, well.
SoCo as in KO?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. Dear Suga, Jimin, V, and J-Hope. All right, Jamie, can you get this? This is going to be one of your three.
Tell me again.
S-U-G-A, J-Min, J-M-I-N, V, and J-Hope.
No idea.
I think this is K-pop or something. Yeah, it must be from Korea. BTS, K-pop.
Do you think, I'm just reading a tweet, you think Sean McVay is lying when he says he will not call play Sunday with an eye toward getting Cooper Kupp any records?
Well, doesn't he have 2 weeks to get Cooper Kupp records? Or in theory, they would sit him in week 17 if they have nothing to play
maybe.
For.
Maybe. I don't think they'll know unless the Bucks lose. I mean, the Packers lose.
I don't know if he's lying.
Oh, no, I guess the Packers win. They don't have a chance, right?
No, I don't know, actually. If he's lying, it won't be very, very obvious because it's almost like he calls plays every week to set Cooper Kupp records.
Right.
All right, the question from...
I guess it'd be more like, are you trying to get Tyler Higbee records?
Okay. Living in South Korea, fantasy football is one of the few avenues that allows me to keep in touch with my friends across the pond. I guess if I had just read that, I would have known where he was from. Thank you very much for the kind comment. Here's the question. Superflex, standard scoring, half point for first down. We need two quarterbacks. Rodgers, Taysom Hill, Tua, and Goff.
Goff is not playing.
Yeah. Rodgers, Taysom Hill, and Tua. Pick two.
Not Tua. Okay. I would take the other Tua.
Rodgers and Taysom Hill. Choose five. Two running backs, two wide receivers, and a flex. So the running backs are Cook, Zeke, and Sony.
Cook, Zeke, and Sony need two?
Yeah, and it's half point for a first down, and it's standard scoring.
I would take out Zeke.
And two wide receivers, Devontae Parker, Deebo Samuel, Jalen Waddle, and Amonra St. Brown. Or it could be Devontae Smith, but it doesn't matter. Two out of these three, Deebo, Waddle, St. Brown.
Deebo and Waddle.
And then Amonra St. Brown or Zeke. Remember, half point for first down.
Amonra St. Brown.
Okay. Bears defense or Rams defense?
Bears defense or...
Rams at Baltimore or Bears against the Giants?
I've been struggling that one myself. I'm going to go with the Rams defense. I think you trust the better unit here.
Okay, I also forgot to mention this, but I personally am probably going to drop Vikings kicker Greg Joseph this week and look for a different option. I am very afraid of that offense.
No, I don't blame you.
Yeah,
I have Greg Joseph in one of my consolation games, and I'm going to drop him.
Yeah, he's been really good.
Yep.
Coslow 23.
If you're looking for a kicker who's widely available, Brett Maher should be available too.
Okay. Coslow 23. I have an embarrassment of riches for championships this week. Pick three in standard scoring. Chase Edmonds, Joe Mixon, Ronald Jones, Najee Harris, Jeff Wilson.
So are we assuming that Mitchell's out?
Well, you can give me the scenarios either way. If Mitchell plays, obviously it's not going to be Wilson. So yeah, if Mitchell's out, then what?
Okay, so it's Mitch, Wilson, Najee, who else?
Najee, Wilson, Rojo, Mixon, Edmonds.
You need two?
Three. Standard scoring.
Mixon, Najee, Rojo.
Unless Connor's out and then...
Oh, I'm sorry. For some reason, I keep hearing Evans and not Edmonds.
Edmonds.
Mixon.
Ronald Jones, Rojo. Najee Harris, Jeff Wilson. Ronald Jones?
Edmonds, Mixon, Rojo.
Okay. From Nall 820. All right. Here we go, Jamie. Your second chance. Hey, Steve, Chris, Mike, and Matt.
Steve, Chris, Mike, and Matt.
These are
Mike.
Quarterbacks of a certain team.
Steve, Chris, Mike, and Matt. Steve. Falcons.
Yes. Well done. With Wentz out, can I trust? Oh, well, I was supposed to get the music up. I'm sorry. Hold on. With Wentz out, can I trust Pittman or pivot to Patterson or Devontae Parker?
Pivot to Cordarrelle Patterson or Jared Patterson?
Cordarrelle.
I think Wentz is going to get cleared, so I think he'll be okay. If he doesn't, then I would pivot to Pittman still.
Okay. From Emily. All right, here's another chance for you. Hey, Ralphie, Randy, Flick, and Scut. Scut?
Happy, Randy.
No, Ralphie, Randy, Flick, and S-C-U-T.
No idea.
That's got to be a Christmas story, right? Yeah. Ralphie's the only one I know. All right, so Jamie's only got one so far. Please set my lineup. All right. Full PPR, two running backs, two wide receivers, two flex. Okay, actually, she's got most of her lineup set. So she needs a flex and a running back. Chase Edmonds. She had Edmonds and Gibson, so it's going to be Edmonds. Now we need a flex. Ayuk, Pittman, or St. Brown?
St. Brown.
That's it for Apple Podcasts. I think I have one more Apple Podcast. One second. It is from Josh. Flex advice. How about this? Tell me if you agree with this. This is the best fantasy football podcast across the nearly 10 I've listened to. Parentheses, pro tip, their baseball one is even better, so give that a try too. Oh, man. Oh, fine. I'll take it. Yeah, our baseball show is great. Frank Stanford.
Do you think that our baseball show, which is great, is better than our football show? You have to choose. You're going to listen to one podcast the rest of your life, Adam. You're a fan of both sports. You like both sports equally. Which podcast are you choosing?
Man, I don't know. It's hard for me to say. I don't
know. You have to choose. Otherwise, your wife dies.
Oh, my God. What the hell was that? What a ridiculous thing to say. Football. Jesus.
I do this to Pete Prisco all the time. I say, your wife's life is on the line. You have to choose quarterback to save your life. Taysom Hill or Gardner Minshew.
You know, let me tell you, saying your wife's life is on the line is a lot gentler than what you said to me. My God. All right, 12 team. It is just different. I was very uncomfortable with that. 12 team PPR.
Right, I'll rephrase it. Your wife is going to leave you if you don't choose one of these two podcasts.
Football. All right, so start three, two wide receivers and a flex. He's starting Cup, so now start two more. Stephon Diggs, Antonio Brown, Jalen Waddle.
Stephon Diggs, Antonio Brown, Jalen Waddle. Diggs and
Brown or Waddle?
Well, I guess you got to go Brown if he plays, Waddle if he's not.
Also, this email, this Apple Podcast review says, it's Josh here. I'm looking for flex advice. And then he signs it best, comma, Chris. So that's weird. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got your emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com, and we still need Jamie to get two more greetings right, or else it will be an unsuccessful mailbag show. Back right after this on Fantasy Football Today. What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thanks for the emails. We had a ton of them this week, so I got more than usual in the show notes. So we'll fly through them. From Mike, hey, Fridge, Junior, and Spike.
Fridge, Junior, and Spike. This is Little Giants.
It has to be. I don't remember a Fridge. Ice. What was her name? Icebox? Icebox, yeah. It's called Ice Pack. Icebox, yeah. Fridge, Junior, and Spike. Start James Conner, Elijah Mitchell, Deontay Foreman, or Dare Ogunbowale, PPR.
James Conner, Dare Ogunbowale, were those?
Elijah Mitchell and Deontay Foreman.
Oh, boy. Mitchell, if he plays. And if he's out,
Conner, Foreman, Dare.
Conner, I guess, will be next if he plays. I would actually start Dare over Foreman.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Dolphins have been just amazing.
Vinny from a town 30 miles east of New York City.
30 miles east of New York City?
That feels like it's in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah. You mean west?
It says east. First, I want to give a shout out to Ben Schrager. He always takes the time to answer my Twitter questions, and because of it, I am playing in my championship round. That's awesome. With that said, my question revolves around the Bills wide receivers. Adam, I know you said that in order for anyone other than Diggs to have a good game, Josh Allen needs to throw 35-plus passes. Actually, pause right there. That's just kind of a Beasley thing. Because he's so volume-dependent, he doesn't get a lot of yards or touchdowns. He just catches. So it's really a Beasley thing. So I'm struggling at PPR wide receiver and flex. I have McLaurin, Gallup, Beasley, and Gabriel Davis. I guess he needs two of them. So, McLaurin, Gallup, Beasley, Gabe Davis. Pick two.
Is it weird that Gabriel Davis is my favorite?
No, no.
I guess McLaurin.
Gabe Davis and McLaurin. Okay. From JM, pick one of these fringe tight ends in half PPR. Higbee, Gesicki, Freiermuth, Moreau.
Higbee, Gesicki, Freiermuth, Moreau. We got that question basically similar on HQ.
Yeah.
I think Freiermuth has the most upside.
Yeah, I think I said Gesicki, but it's very close. All right, Freiermuth for Jamie. Also, I've got Devontae Parker as a wide receiver 3. The waiver wire pool is thin. I'm leaning towards gambling on a wide receiver that could boom. Who would you suggest I look at to replace Devontae Parker?
I mean, if somebody dropped Gabriel Davis, I'd look there first. I would look at Brashad Perryman if any of the Bucs guys are out. I would look at Tyler Johnson if Antonio Brown is out.
Zay Jones. Okay, but would you really start those guys over Devontae Parker or just stick with Parker?
I would start Zay Jones over Parker. I would start a Bucs receiver. If you tell me right now that Mike Evans and Antonio Brown are out, I would start both Tyler Johnson and Brashad Perryman over him.
Okay.
I have no faith in Parker. I mean, they had no targets last week.
I know, but he's had a pretty good year other than last week. I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah, I just can't trust it. Titans are really good.
Not against receivers. I think they give up the fourth most points to receivers. I don't think I'm going to convince Jamie. It's fine. Ryan from a Cali city by the bay. Just say San Francisco. Okay, here we go. Number 3 for Jamie. Hey, Foghorn, Marvin, Bugs, Elmer, and Wiley.
Looney Tunes?
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah. I'm in my championship. I have to start 3 out of Chubb, Ronald Jones, Rashad Penny, Sony Michel, and Zeke. So 3. Chubb, Ronald Jones, Penny, Michel, Zeke.
It comes down to Penny and Michel. What's the format?
Does not say.
So non-PPR, I go Michel either way.
You know, Michel is the guy that you, me, everybody, we've all been just saying to start, and I'm so nervous about it. I worry that I'm too high on Sony Michel this week. Because, you know, it's the Ravens.
It is the Ravens. You know, Dave said something which I don't necessarily agree with. He said he's been involved in the passing game. It's been like 2 catches at most when he's been involved in the passing game. So he doesn't really have that aspect going from like Joe Mixon did last week, where Mixon, I think, had 6 catches and really helped his production. Michelle is getting 20 touches in whatever capacity, whether it's 18 carries and 2 catches or 20-plus carries. He's going to get that. It's probably a game they're going to win, especially if Lamar doesn't play or Lamar is less than 100%. Yeah. So it's a matter of, do you think that Rashad Penny in his matchup against the Lions, which is very good, can continue to be this type of guy? And he can. So I have no problem if you want to say Rashad Penny over Sony Michel. I just feel a little bit more comfortable with what I've seen from Michel and trusting that more so than Penny, who's, again, Penny's been really good too.
This is from, don't have a name here, but from a beer city in Michigan. I'm in the championship game, 12-team PPR. And do I start Antonio Brown or Ronald Jones?
Well, I mean, the nice thing is you have that decision made for you if we get to Sunday and Brown's inactive. If Brown is active, and it's PPR, you said?
Yeah.
You got to go Brown.
And this is from Marcus. Start 2 in non-PPR. Rashad Penny, Patterson, Dylan, Eli Mitchell.
Rashad Penny and Mitchell if he starts, Patterson if he doesn't.
From David Allegria, half PPR. Huntley, Lance, or Taysom Hill? That's the question of the week. Huntley, Lance, or Taysom Hill?
Hill. I currently have a Hill, Huntley, Lance. If Marquise Brown is out, I will go Lance over Huntley, but I may go Lance over Huntley anyway. It's just, I'm so torn on those guys.
I pretty much talked myself out of Huntley. Just, I feel like I can build a strong case against him. 1, he's facing the Rams. 2, sure. Marquise Brown. 3, he's coming off the COVID list, which scares me. That's basically it.
I'm not disagreeing with you. You know, the thing about it is, and this goes back to the earlier question, you know, earlier discussion we were having, like how many people are making this decision? You know, because you're pivoting from Cousins if he got here, but how many people got to their championship in a 12-team league? There's obviously 14-team league, 16-team leagues, you know, different story.
Yeah.
But how many people got here because of Kirk Cousins? So are you trusting Lance or Hill or or Huntley in how many of your finals. Now, I have that in three of my matchups this week. Two of them are championships. One's a consolation game where I'm starting some combination of those quarterbacks. One league, I'm starting Hill. One league, I'm starting Huntley right now because I only have the Ravens. I think it was it's our telethon, draftathon league, and I think Scott Fish. I had maybe priority on waivers, or maybe he, I don't remember what it, no, he had priority on waivers. He picked up, because this is the league I started Josh Johnson last week. Mm. He picked up Trey Lance, and I have Huntley and Lamar Jackson, so I don't really have a choice. So I'm gonna start Huntley.
quick question for you. Who do you want to play, Huntley or Jackson?
Oh, Huntley.
Because Jackson's hurt, right? Yeah.
I think Huntley will be okay. I like him obviously better if Marquise Brown plays, even though Brown has been struggling, but at least gives him a different threat. It's just the rushing is what you're hoping for. I mean, you know, he went from 40-40 in his first two appearances to 79 against the Packers. You know, he just looks so good against the Packers. That's the thing. It's like, you know, here we're saying it's a tough matchup against the Rams, and it is, no doubt about it. But the Packers were a tough matchup that week too. You know, it wasn't like the Packers had fallen apart completely in that game. You know, we've seen it. That was the, you know, game where they looked terrible. They looked bad in week 16 as well, I think. And then week 17, you know, the comeback effort for the, I'm sorry, no, they looked bad in that week 15 game. Then the Browns had that comeback effort in week 16.
Yeah. I mean, they who'd they play before that? They played the Rams before that. They gave up like three long touchdown passes. I don't know. It was impressive with Tyler Huntley.
The Vikings game too?
Yeah. The Packers had been struggling. But still, the rushing yards are so enticing. But you get that with all of them, with Huntley, Lance, and Hill. It's really interesting. I mean, they're so similar for obvious reasons. All right, and then I don't really know what this. Okay, I'm good there. Thank you, David. Let's go to Kyle. Dear Dan, Philip, Drew, and Ryan.
Dan, Philip, Drew, and Ryan would be Dan Marino, Philip Rivers, Drew Brees, and Ryan Leaf.
I think that's probably Dan Fouts. I'm guessing these are Chargers.
Oh, Dan Fouts. Yeah, good call.
Am I crazy to think about sitting Eckler? Bad matchup, first week post-COVID. Jackson may have earned more touches. I also have Keenan Allen and Justin Herbert. So I don't know. Oh, he has Sony, he has Edmonds, and Damian Harris that he could play instead of Eckler.
I mean, Edmonds, yes.
If Connor's out,
everyone else, no.
Okay.
But it's legitimate concerns. But I do think the fact that the Broncos are still potentially down a cornerback, right?
Yeah, at least one. Well, I get so confused with the. So it's Bryce Callahan's on the COVID list.
Right.
And I thought Michael Davis was also. Let me check on that.
And you have now Bradley Chubb not there.
Yeah, and their nose tackle, Purcell. No, Michael Davis is back as of yesterday. But yeah, they're thin on defense for sure.
I don't know, man. I like Edmonds better than Eckler.
I'm not sitting Eckler.
I'd like to play them both. Huh?
Yeah, I'm not sitting Eckler. But I would for Edmonds. But yeah, I'm not for Michelle and Harris. Not for guys who aren't involved in the passing game. I don't know who this is from, but he says, hey, Barry, Buck, Mills, and Stipe.
Barry, Buck, Mills, and
Stipe.
Stipe?
Yeah.
No idea.
The only Stipe I know is Michael Stipe from REM. I have concerns starting Joe Burrow and T. Higgins this week. I started Burrow last week, but I sat Higgins. I still won by 30. I have the same issue this week against the Chiefs. I'm thinking they're going to either boom or bust, so starting both feels risky. If I start Burrow and not Higgins, I get some of the boom and some of the bust. I know you should just start your best players, but wondering what you think about this. I also have Taysom Hill for Burrow. And who else does he have that he could bench Higgins for? Oh, Zeke. He could bench Higgins for Zeke, and it is PPR.
I'm playing Higgins, and I'm playing Burrow over Taysom Hill.
Yeah, because think about it. Even when Burrow hasn't had good fantasy games, Higgins has. He's got 100 yards in four of his last five.
Higgins has been awesome. I think I saw something like he was on pace. I wish I could find it. He was on pace for like 1,900 yards over his last five games for a 17-game season.
Barry, Buck, Mills. Oh, okay. Barry, Buck, Mills, and Stipe is just REM. From Nathan,
I need a running back, a wide receiver, a flex, and a DST. So pick a running back, Dalvin Cook or Javonte Williams.
Still Dalvin Cook.
A wide receiver, Waddle, Higgins, Chase.
Waddle.
And a flex, Javonte, Higgins, Chase.
Higgins.
And the Dolphins DST or the 49ers?
Dolphins.
All right, we're going to keep going here. We've got from Alexander, sit one in half PPR. Dalvin Cook, Eckler, Mixon, Ronald Jones. Woo.
Is it crazy to say Dalvin Cook now?
No. It is not.
You can't do it, though.
Sit Rojo? Dalvin Cook, Eckler, Mixon, Ronald Jones.
Sit Rojo.
What about Mixon? What about Mixon? Rams run defense is elite. Mixon really hasn't run the ball well lately.
It's half PPR?
Yeah.
Yeah, sit Mixon.
All right. From Jack. This is for all the bragging rights in my wife's family league. Standard scoring, I need a flex. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Cole Beasley, Mark Andrews, or A.J. Brown?
Sit one?
No, start one.
So it's AJ versus Amon-Ra.
No, it's AJ versus Andrews, I'd think. And Amon-Ra.
Oh, Andrews is part of that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're starting Andrews.
Over AJ Brown?
I mean, he's been.
Okay, amazing. That's fine. That's cool. Pick two of this group.
It's not like there's. It's not a cakewalk for either one. I mean, think about it. AJ Brown's got to go against Xavier Howard and Byron Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a much different matchup than San Francisco without Mosley, sure.
Yep.
So this is from Nate in Louisville. Pick two in PPR. Jeff Wilson, James Conner, Chase Edmonds, Darrell Williams, Boston Scott, and Jordan Howard. So he's got a lot of if scenarios here.
Chase Edmonds, with it looking likely that James Conner's out. Jeff Wilson would be the second guy if Elijah Mitchell is out. If Mitchell plays...
You got Darrell Williams and the Eagles.
Then I go Darrell Williams.
Okay. From Kevin... He's got a half PPR league, and he needs a flex. James Conner, Dalton Schultz, Keyshawn Vaughn.
Conner if he goes.
Or Schultz if he doesn't?
Schultz if he doesn't. I'm just seeing Vic Fangio said that Cortland Sutton might be added to the COVID list too.
Oh my. So what does that mean for Javonte and Melvin Gordon?
A lot of touches and a lot of stacked boxes.
Yeah. I don't know if this is good or not. You would think they'd catch more passes. I actually feel like maybe you got to start moving Noah Fant up. What do you think?
I mean, maybe, but they're just going to get smothered.
Well, not when you have Albert O on the other side. We'll see what happens here.
You know it would be poetic justice?
What?
Kendall Hinton.
Yeah, QB eligible.
Huge fantasy game.
Okay, so Camden needs to beat his brother in fantasy this week. He needs three running backs, standard scoring. Did everybody in a standard scoring league write us an email this week? What is going on here? All the standard scoring. Pick three. Zeke, Damian Harris, Swift, Jeff Wilson, and Penny.
Zeke, Damian Harris, Jeff Wilson, and who?
Swift and Penny.
And how many?
Three. Standard scoring.
I'm torn on Swift, where to put him compared to those guys. Let's go with...
Zeke, Damian Harris, Swift, Jeff Wilson, and Penny.
Wilson, if there's no Mitchell. If there is Mitchell, it would be Penny and Harris. And I would go Penny over Harris with Wilson.
Right, but if Mitchell plays, you need a third. Zeke or Swift?
Oh, I'm sorry. Swift.
All right, this is from... I told you we had a lot today. Want to help as many people as we can. No name on this one. Dear Petey, Harry, Lloyd, and a hint of Dorothy. So Petey, Harry, and Lloyd is Dumb and Dumber, and he said that Heath is Dorothy from the Golden Girls. He thinks they have identical personalities. That's B. Arthur, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Very fitting we have a Golden Girls one today. Non-PPR, again, pick two. Alvin Kamara, David Montgomery, and Ronald Jones.
First two.
From Adam in Toronto.
I have both Eli Mitchell and Jeff Wilson. Do I start Mitchell if he's cleared to play? I also have Darnell Mooney in PPR.
If everybody's active, I would rank them Mitchell, Wilson, Mooney.
From Ed, half PPR, 6 point per passing touchdown, bonus at 300 passing yards and 100 rushing yards. Start two of these four. It's half PPR. Darrell Williams, Swift, Sony Michel, and Ronald Jones.
Ronald Jones, Williams, Swift.
Stafford or Hurts?
Stafford.
From Max, I need a flex. Cordarrelle Patterson, Boston Scott, Jordan Howard, Tony Pollard, or KJ Osborne?
If everybody plays, Howard would be the guy.
I thought we were going with Scott over Howard. No?
You were. Maybe so.
Okay.
I mean, since you have both, you just wait till Sunday. I'm sure there'll be some report about
right
one guy over the other.
Yeah, they're pretty. The reporters are pretty good. They know fantasy managers need stuff. And Mike in Southwest, he's Southwest of New Hampshire, and he's got Patterson, Ayuk. I'm assuming that's Cordarrelle. Cordarrelle, Patterson, Ayuk, Tyler Boyd, and Kendrick Bourne, and he needs two. Who would you start?
Tell me again.
Patterson, Ayuk, Boyd, Bourne.
Patterson, Ayuk. Jameson Crowder is doubtful. And Elijah Moore still on the COVID list.
Yeah. Freiermuth or Foster Moreau at tight end?
Freiermuth in non-PPR, Moreau in PPR.
All right. That's pretty much it for the mailbag. But now we're going to turn our attention to you YouTube folks here. And I'm sorry we didn't have a top five list today. Top five New Year's movies, Jamie.
Top five New Year's movies.
Yeah. Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 2. Oh, fine. I'll give When Harry Met Sally, Ghostbusters 2.
Let's see.
Get Bill Murray going, Happy New Year.
What are the New Year's movies?
I have no idea. Let's Google.
There's a movie New Year.
New Year's movies. I know there's some romantic ones. Trading Places is a New Year's movie. The Holiday, New Year's Eve.
No, Trading Places is a Christmas movie.
Okay, this is just what Google's telling me. Don't take it out on me. While You Were Sleeping, Holiday. These sound terrible. Ghostbusters 2, Four Rooms. Are we there yet, really? Yeah, all right, that's all I got.
Five best lines from A League of Their Own.
Five best lines. Okay. I can do this. You promised the cows you'd write? That's one of them.
Go home, give your wife a pickle tickle.
I don't remember that one.
That's John Lovitz.
I don't remember. Okay. Best lines in League of Their Own. How about, oh, piss on your red hat. That's got to be up there.
I mean, I told you one of my favorite scenes.
There's no crying in baseball. Okay. That's
or I got him when he hits Stillwell with the glove.
Yeah.
We're gonna win. There's come on, Ellen Sue.
Ellen Sue! One more. Yeah.
When Tom Hanks is peeing and Madonna goes, shut up, Doris. When she's timing.
Oh, yeah. I love when he wakes up from his like drunken sleep on the bus.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, Luke, and somebody says, Lou quit. And he goes, who's Lou?
That's after he kisses her, though.
Yeah. What is it, baby?
I also like when he leads them in prayer and he thanks the waitress. Thanks God for the waitress.
He was saying your name last night. Yeah. Amazing movie. I don't know why it's like criminally underrated. It's like barely gets talked about as a sports movie. It's
I was watching it the other night. I forget what channel it was on, but they were doing like some commentary in the commercials. And I think they said I can Google it, I guess. Highest grossing baseball movie?
Really? It deserves to be because it's right up there with any movie. I mean, I prefer Major League, but it's so good. All right, here we go. First question.
I don't know what I saw.
Does Justin Jefferson lose value based upon Cousins' injury? Yes, he does, but how much value?
He loses value. I'm still starting him. I don't know if I'm still alive in any Justin Jefferson leagues, but I haven't ranked him yet. But I'm probably going to rank him somewhere between 12 and 15.
Okay. Are you going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown or Jefferson?
I'm going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown and PPR and Jefferson and none.
Yeah, and somebody pointing out, again, Cousins has COVID. I'm sorry. He's not injured, but either way. Pick a half PPR flex. Howard.
If I start Waddle over him, I would start Antonio Brown if he plays over him. I would start Tyler Lockett over him.
Oh, okay. Half PPR, Howard, Berrios, Breshad Perriman.
Howard if he plays. If not, I would go Perriman if the Bucs guys are out. And if Bucs guys are in, I would go with Berrios. I have no faith in Bateman.
Lance or Huntley?
Man. Huntley right now, but I may swing. Huntley for sure. I'm sorry. Lance for sure if Marquise Brown is out. If Marquise Brown is in, then it's close. Check the rankings before Sunday.
Edmonds, St. Brown, Brandon Cooks. Pick one.
Edmonds.
And if Connor plays, then what?
St. Brown.
Huntley or Tua?
Huntley.
Pick three, half PPR. Rojo, Michelle, Elliott, Darrell Williams.
Rojo, Michelle, and Darrell Williams.
Nobody calls him Elliott. That threw me off. Javonte Williams, Chase Edmonds, Sony Michelle. Sit one.
I would sit Javonte.
And if Connor plays?
Ooh. I might go Edmonds, still PPR.
Niners or Cowboys DST?
Cowboys.
How about Jamar Chase, Keenan Allen, or Ramondre Stevenson PPR?
What scenario are you benching Keenan Allen ever in PPR?
It's got to be him. KJ Osborne or MVS, full PPR?
MVS.
Mike Evans or Justin Jefferson? That's interesting.
Oh, that is interesting. If Evans plays, I would start Evans over Jefferson in non-PPR, Jefferson in PPR.
Packers or 49ers?
Packers.
Christian Kirk or KJ Osborne?
Kirk.
Full PPR, Mixon, Sony Michelle, Kamara, AJ Dillon, Darrell Williams. A lot of guys here. Pick two running backs and a flex. Can you read it?
Yeah, Kamara for sure. Sony and Mixon.
Okay. And how about one more? Terry McLaurin, KJ Osborne, or Alan Lazard?
Lazard.
Well, I want to wish everybody a very happy new year. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with everybody for 2021. It's been a trying year, I know, and the last 2 years, really. So the fan support's been incredible. We really appreciate it. I'm so glad that you're all in your finals. And if you're playing into Week 18, remember, we still have a regular slate of podcasts scheduled for next week. So don't go anywhere and check us out. And we'll spin it ahead to 2022 as well. So enjoy your New Year's. Enjoy week 17. Let's win some championships and have a great day, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.